Honorary Jew by John Rep. The first year I grated potatoes, chopped onions, and watched. The second year I fed all but the eggs into the machine and said, "I'll do the latkes," and did. My pile of crisp delights borne to the feast by the wife who baffled me. Our books closed, banter hushed, money useless in the apartment house, my in-laws called it. New wave thump at one end, ganja reek at the other, in which she knelt to tell the no one who listened, "No more, no, no more, no," a three-year-old mouthing the essential prayer. The uncle, made rich by a song, stacked three and dug in. Talking critics and koch, everyone crunching now, slathering applesauce, slurping tea, talking Rabin and Mehitabel, radio and Durrell, how a song is a poem or it isn't a song, and vice versa. "Done," he pointed a greasy finger at me and said, "You can't be a guy. You, I say it for all to hear, are an honorary Jew." Which impossible dream my latkes lived up to for 5 more years. Then the wailing, then the dust.